Shalom Chaverim. That's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom. That's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. This is Ethel Chadwick. I'm so excited. Today, you will get to hear a pre-recorded interview with Dr. Rich Freeman from Chosen People Ministries. He's going to share all about how he came to know that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah. That's right. And of course, I'm getting very excited because next week at this time, we're going to have Ted Pierce right here live in the studio. And I just want to share with you that Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation, Jews and Gentiles that come together to worship the Messiah of Israel side by side. Our services are every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're there, be sure to visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It is open on Saturdays right after our services, and it has new hours now, and I confess I don't have the new hours exactly. I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays now from maybe 3 to 6 or 3 to 7. I will confirm that and let you know, but I know it's open after services on Saturdays, and I'm pretty sure it's Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons now. Also, if you are in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They are at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. And we're going to listen to Jonathan Sattel, and I'll be right back.
Shalom Yerushalayim, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, Shalu Shalom, Shalu Shalom, Shalu Shalom, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
And this just in, I have the corrected times for the Fig Tree Bookstore. I was correct. It's open every Saturday after our service around noon. And now the new times are Tuesdays and Thursdays Tuesdays, it's 1 to 7 p.m. Thursdays, it's 1 to 6 p.m. So there you go. I stand corrected. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mentioned that Ted Pierce is going to be coming. Why don't we do one of his songs right now? Shalom!
Shalom. Shalom. Blessing of shalom, 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 sha, 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 shalom. Come and celebrate, rejoice in Adonai. Come into the fullness of joy as we drink the cup of gladness. leave behind all sadness, dancing in the presence of salvation. Shalom, shalom, we wish you the blessing of shalom. Shalom, shalom, sha, 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 shalom. Blessing unto you, a special kind of peace, unlike the kind you might have heard about. There might be even war, but in the presence of the Lord, there is comfort in every situation. Shalom, shalom, we wish you the blessing of shalom.
Oh yeah, if you like that, imagine how much more you'll like to see him in person next week. That's right, Ted Pierce live in concert next week at Shema Yisrael. That's at 10 o'clock, 1326 North Winton Road. That's Shema Yisrael next Saturday, July 23rd. I'm just a little bit excited. You know why else I'm excited? Well, I love the music of Greg Silverman. The man is so anointed. He's so talented. He's got a brand new song. It's called Provide. Oh, and there's a video that goes along with it. You'll have to look it up. It's so awesome. Provide.
Yeah, yeah. I believe, I will, I receive what you have for me. I take it, I have it, I forgive and am set free. You are my supply, you provide for all my needs. El Shaddai, you provide for all my needs. God says, I am making a way in the desert. I'm making a new beginning.
You know, as I just posted on my Bagels and Blessings page, I said, ooh la la, I am loving me some messianic music. I'm just saying, wow. Greg Silverman, if you are listening to this program, I love your new song. Let me just say right now, you can buy it on iTunes right now. It's called Provide, Greg Silverman. That is a really, really cool song. I like it. Oh, and the video, I posted the video on my Bagels and Blessings page too, under my comments, and you can see it. It's a really, really cute video as well. All right, well, let's hear now from one of my sponsors, Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
And say hello again to Jonathan Sattel. Ani ma'amin, I believe.
Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach.
Oh, boy. Woo! And how about next? We have Joshua Aaron, Gadol Elohai. How great is our God? Yes.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you, Joshua. How nice of you to comment. This is Ethel Chadwick. You are listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay with me. Pretty soon you're going to hear an interview with Dr. Rich Freeman. He's going to share how he came to know Messiah. But right now I do want to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. They're a family-owned and operated business, and right now we could certainly use some air conditioning, and I know that you've been thinking about it. Come on now. You want central air in your house. You want central air in your apartment. Give them a call today. 585-889-7840. That's Excellent Air, 585-889-7840. They're the best in town and they love the Lord. So you give them a call and you tell them that Ethel sent ya. All right, let's see what we got on the docket next. How about Paul Wilbur? It is good.
It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O God Most High, to proclaim your love and faithfulness all the day and through the night. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O God Most High, to proclaim your love and faithfulness all the day and through the night. Joy at all your hands have made. How great are your works, O Lord. Elohim Baruch Hashem. La 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 la.
Definitely good to praise the Lord. Here's a little history on that song. It was originally recorded by the group Israel's Hope, of which Paul Wilbur was a part of, years ago. And Paul has brought it back. It's on a CD called Revive. And he's got some tunes that were originally recorded by Lamb and some that were recorded by Israel's Hope, all together on one CD called Revive. And he has indeed revived that tune. Well, next, let's hear what's going on with Europa Cafe. changes in the air. The Europa Deli and Cafe, now together in one big room. They may have taken away the seating, but they haven't taken away the flavor. Now you can get delicious baked goods and pastries to go, as well as pierogies, fish, herring, and other European delicacies. The Europa Deli and Cafe is located at 1694 Penfield Road. Their phone number is 385-2040, and they're open Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 11 to 4. Come on into the Europa Deli and Cafe, and you will be so glad you did. Good. Well, that's for sure. And right now, we've got a song called Be Called, Natasha Krause Reynolds.
When you chew on a song, your heart don't turn him away, don't turn him away. After the Lord into your life, don't turn him away, don't turn him away. When you chew on a song, your heart don't turn him away, don't turn him away. After the Lord into your life.
Telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jardé's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you in a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jardé's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jardé's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jardé's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Today, there are hundreds of archaeological sites in Israel that reveal the ancient link between the Jewish people, the Bible, and the land of Israel. For instance, archaeologists recently uncovered Jacob's Well, the very place where Yeshua, Jesus, spoke to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Physical evidence for the credibility of our faith is another amazing blessing that resides even in the soil of Israel. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, here's a chance for you to win a coupon for bagels. And if you're a little bit too shy to go on the air, then I got good news for you. There's no time for you to go on the air, so you can call 222-2990, give the board operator, Peter, whose help I desperately need always, give him your name and address, and he can give it to me, and you'll get your coupon. So here's the question. As you probably know, there are some religious Jews that do not eat pork, and it's called keeping kosher. Do you know why they don't eat pork? Why are some religious Jews keeping kosher and not eating pork? Do you know why? The number is 222-2990. Call now. But I want to give plenty of time for this wonderful interview with Dr. Rich Freeman. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Dr. Rich Freeman, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you, Ethel.
It's so wonderful that you can be on the program with me today. And I know that you are a Jewish believer in Messiah, and I would love to hear a little bit about how you were raised. For example, was it a typical Jewish home?
Well, I was raised in Brooklyn, New York, in a Jewish home, but I don't know how typical, in that we were sort of on the secular side. My mom was raised in kind of an Orthodox home, but married my dad, whose parents were born in America and kind of were assimilated Jewish people. So that was really how I was raised, raised very Jewish nationalistically, but not very religious, although I did go to Hebrew school and study for my bar mitzvah and got my bar mitzvah at age 13.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear anything at all about Jesus when you were young?
Well, growing up, I lived in a neighborhood in Brooklyn that was Jewish and Italian Catholic. So the Jesus I heard about was the Jesus that the Italian Catholics worshipped. And you know, it's funny because I had a lot of Italian friends. And if I went to their house for lunch or something, there would always be these pictures of Jesus on the wall, and he always looked so Italian. So I kind of grew up seeing Jesus as this Italian god who looked Italian. He kind of looked like Al Pacino in the movie Serpico. You know,
wow.
Italian-looking, little scruffy beard with long hair, and never really made the connection that he might be for me, or certainly that he was Jewish. No one ever told me that.
And so, when is the first time someone did tell you?
Well, the first time, the first time that I could remember being told about Jesus was as an adult. I was working for a large corporation as a financial analyst, and one of my coworkers, who I sort of realized there was something different about him. Anyway, when I approached him and said, what's the deal with you? Why are you so different? I mean, he never heard a bad word come out of his mouth. He was always happy and upbeat. Just the kind of person that you would look at and say, boy, that guy has something in his life that I don't have. So I wanted to know. I said, what's the deal with you? Why are you so different? And his response to me was, are you sure you want to hear the answer?
Ha-ha.
So, you know, he knew I was Jewish, and so I said, yeah, I want to know. And so he said, well, let's go to my office and talk. And so we went to his office and talked, and sure enough, he takes a Bible out of his desk and said, this is what makes me different. He says, I read the Word of God every day, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. At which point, I nearly choked because I thought to myself, my goodness, this guy's going to tell me about Jesus. And at this point in my life, I had, you know, really decided that Jesus was certainly not for me, and just wanted no part of it. And so he told me, he says, you know, Jesus isn't only my Savior, he's your Messiah. He's the one you've been waiting for. He came once, he died for your sins, he's coming again, and you need to believe in him. And I said, wait a second. I said, I don't want to hear that. I don't need to believe in him. He's not the Messiah. If he was the Messiah, there would be peace in the world, and there's certainly not peace in the world. So if you want to stay my friend, I don't want to hear this anymore. And so that was the only time that he ever shared the gospel with me, and that was kind of the beginning of my spiritual quest to learn more, because even though it was easy for me to deny what he said, I couldn't deny that there was something attractive about his life. There was something he had in his life that I didn't have. And so really his way of sharing the gospel with me wasn't so much what he said, it was how he lived his life. That's what got my attention.
You saw something in him. He was demonstrating Yeshua to you through his actions, not necessarily through his words.
Right, right. His words I didn't really want any part of, but the way he was living his life, certainly I found very attractive. So that was really kind of the start of a, I guess, about a five-year spiritual quest that involved myself and my wife, who is not from a Jewish background, who ultimately got saved first, and then it was she who began sharing the gospel with me, and that was really the final piece of the puzzle, you know, getting saved through my wife's witness.
So your coworker planted the seed, and then your wife watered it.
That's pretty much what happened. He was the one who planted that seed, and ultimately it came to fruition through the witness of my wife.
So what was it that finally convinced you that it was true, that Jesus, in fact, is the Messiah?
Well, what ultimately convinced me was kind of a, I guess you would say, the missing piece of the puzzle. The only people that I knew who believed in Jesus were not Jewish. And so the final piece for me would be I needed to meet Jewish people who believed in Jesus. And so my wife found a Messianic congregation that Chosen People Ministries had started up in White Plains, which is in Westchester County, a suburb of New York. And we went to that Messianic congregation, and what finally convinced me was the reality that there were Jewish people who believed this. And seeing Yeshua, Jesus, from a Jewish perspective, and hearing this Messianic leader share the gospel from this kind of Jewish perspective, all of that really was the final piece of the puzzle. I think intellectually, I believe that the Bible was true. I believe that Jesus was a real person, and that he existed, he came, he died for my sins. But the movement from my head to my heart needed that final piece, which was that I could still be Jewish and believe in Jesus.
Oh, yes, I remember that, too. What was it like for you, Rich, the first time you ever actually opened the New Covenant Scripture?
Well, I was actually not quite sure what to expect, you know, thinking it was going to be almost I almost expected some sort of, Catholic missile, something that was totally non-Jewish, and I was actually kind of surprised at how Jewish it was and how much of the Old Testament was in that new covenant. So I think the Jewishness of the New Testament really surprised me and really caught my eye and caused me to want to learn more and more about the Messiah.
Amazing. Now, what did the rest of your Jewish family feel about your deciding to follow this Jesus character?
Well, it's very interesting. My mom, who actually accepted the Lord later on, was always very, very supportive. The typical Jewish mom, if that makes you happy, I'm happy for you kind of thing. So when we told her, my wife and I told her of what I believed, she kind of accepted it and was kind of thinking that if this was something that I really believed, then it was a good thing. My dad had some really bad experience in World War II of anti-Semitism. He was in the Navy, and so he was really upset about it. But thankfully, we always had a good relationship, and so it didn't necessarily cause a fracture, but it did cause some tension between us. And so, my first thought was I want my parents to believe what I believe. And so I wrote a long letter to them, and my mom was, very emotional and tearful over it. My dad said, I'm never going to believe this. And so that kind of set the stage for a little bit of tension. Now, I was in the business world, and within 3 years of my coming to faith, I had a sense that God had a plan for my life that didn't include being a financial analyst. And so eventually I quit my job. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I got a frog in my throat. I quit my job, we sold our house, and we went off to Dallas, Texas to study at Dallas Seminary. And so I had to basically share with my parents that I was taking their grandchildren to this foreign place 1,600 miles from New York so that I could study for the ministry. And that was a difficult moment in our faith walk, but God has been very faithful along the way.
I can only imagine what your mom said to you and how she must have felt at that moment. Oh my. Well, tell us what happened since the time you went to study in Dallas and how God has been using you.
Well, we had this sense that God was calling us into full-time ministry and wanted to go for training, I had always read a lot of books by Chuck Swindoll and Dr. John Walvoord and Dwight Pentecost and people like that. So there was only one place that I wanted to go for training, and that was Dallas. So I went to Dallas and began really sensing a call to be involved in ministry to Jewish people. That's my background. That was what God really put on my heart. And so after Dallas Seminary, we went back to New York, where I became the leader of the Messianic congregation that I first went to as a seeker. And so I kind of came full circle and became the congregational leader of a congregation called Light of Israel, which met in Westchester County. And for, I guess, about 10 years, I was the leader of the congregation. But at the same time, we were meeting in a church, a Baptist church, and the pastor of the Baptist church had left. And I filled in the pulpit for them, and the Baptist church asked me to be their pastor. So I was pastoring a Baptist church and a Messianic congregation at the same time.
Wow, double duty.
Double duty for about 5 years. So we never had any weekends off. I had Saturday morning at the Messianic congregation and Sunday morning at the Baptist church. But it was a very fulfilling ministry. And then began praying about what God would have us to do, and started working with Chosen People Ministries 17 years ago. And I've been with Chosen People ever since, working in South Florida, which is one of the largest Jewish populations in the United States. And so we have a Messianic fellowship that meets monthly, and we are working diligently to try to reach the Jewish community down here, which are mostly senior citizens. There's about 750,000 Jewish people in South Florida, and most of them are over the age of 55.
Do you find them open to the message of Yeshua, or are they closed?
Well, I would say the majority are not open. But it's, you know, when the Lord's working in someone's life, it's amazing to see, you know, how open they can be. And so we've had the blessing of reaching people who the Lord has opened their eyes and their hearts. And so we've seen people who are open, but the majority are not. And so that's always a struggle. You know, you're trying to reach out with a message that is life-saving, and people just are not interested because they come from a background that I'm very familiar with, you know, believing that this is not something for Jewish people. But in reality, it's the most Jewish thing anybody can do, you know, to embrace and accept Yeshua, Jesus, as the promised Messiah, the one who the Hebrew Scriptures predicted and who the New Covenant showed fulfilled all those predictions.
So, Rich, if there's a non-believing Jewish listener right now, what would you say to them to explain that, yes, Jesus really is the Messiah? How would you share that with someone?
Well, I would share from the Hebrew Scriptures that the prophecies of the Messiah, that he would come born of a virgin. He would be one who would be pierced. He would be one who would be the atonement for our sins, and all of that is in the Hebrew Scriptures. I think, to me, the most incredible scripture of all is Isaiah chapter 53, the prophet Isaiah, the largest book in the Hebrew Scriptures. In the 53rd chapter, it says that he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, and the chastening for our shalom, for our peace was upon him, and by his scourging, by his stripes, we are healed. When I read that verse to a Jewish person, the reaction is almost always the same. Well, that, of course, that's the New Testament. And I said, no, that's the Old Testament. That's the Hebrew prophet Isaiah. And to hear something written so many centuries before Yeshua walked on the earth and so clearly predicting what he would do as the atonement for our sins, is amazing, and ultimately many, many people have their eyes opened from a scripture such as Isaiah 53.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Rich, what do you do when someone rejects the Bible? They don't think it's the Word of God. They think it's a bunch of stories made up. I mean, you and I both know that's how we have come to knowledge. The scriptures point to Yeshua, but when we encounter someone who throws all that out, then what do you do?
Right. Well, you know, if someone's not going to believe that the Bible is the Word of God, it's just a bunch of myths and fairy tales, then really it's a spiritual battle. And so I always approach sharing with Jewish people very prayerfully, and very often will try to just, you know, develop a relationship with someone, an unconditional relationship. Just show them Yeshua living through me, and then hopefully God will work on their hearts. So that's a spiritual battle that you have to overcome. And it's very difficult to convince someone of the veracity, the truthfulness of the scriptures if their hearts are closed. And so Sometimes even the most clever arguments will not get anywhere unless the Lord is working in their hearts. So it becomes an issue of prayer. It becomes an issue that they can see the reality of my faith being lived out. And hopefully, as all of that works together, they begin to open up and perhaps entertain the possibility that the Word of God really is the true Word of God, and it all comes together. You know, when you start sharing the evidence, you know, Josh McDowell wrote a book called Evidence That Demands a Verdict. If people are just willing to listen and to have an open mind, the Bible kind of defends itself, and you can prove the Scriptures just from all of these various ideas. But if someone is close to it, all the great convincing arguments just come to naught. So it really is a spiritual battle at that point.
Absolutely, and I keep thinking about that coworker of yours from many years back, and it was his example by the way he acted, the way he lived, and you could see the Messiah in him. And when you encounter people who don't accept Scriptures and don't want to hear the words, I'm sure they can see by your example, by your lifestyle, by your kindness, and they can learn of the Messiah just from watching you and your wife.
That's always the hope, is that you live the kind of life that is so sold out to the Messiah that people can see that and react in the same way that I reacted when my coworker just was living such an attractive lifestyle that I realized that he had something in his life that I didn't have in mine.
Yes. You and your wife are a perfect example of Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. And I wondered if you had any special prayer requests for the ministry, for your family. I always like to ask people that I'm interviewing if there's a special way you'd like us to be praying for you.
Well, for the ministry, we've been doing a campaign on the internet called IFoundShalom.com. It's short testimonies, about 5 minutes, of different Jewish believers, and we've been able to reach literally hundreds of unbelievers, both Jewish and non-Jewish, who just have logged on and looked at some of these testimonies. My own testimony is part of that. But I would ask for prayer that all of these contacts would result in some people coming to know Yeshua as their Messiah, their Lord and Savior.
Mm.
From personal... we have two new granddaughters.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, both of whom have been born within the last 7 months. So I just pray for these new grandchildren and that you know they would grow up to be wonderful women who love the Lord and can serve Him with their lives.
Yes, may it be so in Yeshua's name. How exciting!
Thank you.
How exciting. Well, I have a special place in my heart for Chosen People Ministries because when we lived in New York for a short time, we knew Mitch and Zahava Glazer, and I just love that family, and I love what the ministry is doing, and I'm just very excited, and we'll continue to keep you guys in my prayers.
Well, I really appreciate that, Ethel, and Mitch and Zahava right now are in Israel, and we'll be there for another week. But you can certainly keep them in prayer as they lead our ministry and really help to cast a vision for what we're doing all around the world.
Great. Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. It's just an honor to have someone from Chosen People on the air with me, and I hope that we can talk again sometime in the future.
I would enjoy that. Thank you so much, Ethel.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yager Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai Panamalecha.
V'yasem lecha shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem. Peace be with you. And remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. I'll be back next week with Ted Pierce live in the studio. Have a great week. Shabbat shalom.